The West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, mate. Wednesday, the sun's shining.
And you know what?
It's summer.
Do you take time off over Christmas?
I'll be having 2 weeks off.
Oh, nice. Because it's that time of year, right, where we're just now, as soon as the calendar ticks over to December, it's like it's on the horizon.
Like 17 days to go. Yeah. Work days. Yeah. Who's counting?
And now, it's a very interesting day today because the calendar has also ticked around to the first day of the state government's mandatory vaccination initiative. And so what can you tell us about that?
So today is the day police officers, firefighters, health workers, FIFO workers all need to have had their first jab by now, as of midnight. Now, of course, there are some who haven't. There are processes in place. Of course, this is part of the no jab, no job policy. And we're expecting protesters to turn up at Parliament House this morning, 10 o'clock, to protest the jab mandate, which, of course, comes in for those occupations today. There's another round of occupations where it comes in on December 31. So there's no stopping this. And I suppose, as Jackie Lambie said, you know, be an adult. Go and get vaccinated, and you know, if you don't want that job, you can go and do a job where a mandate doesn't apply.
What's crazy to think now that you can just walk in without an appointment.
I know.
You could have literally probably got up at 8 a.m. this morning on your way to work, gone and got the jab.
Probably would have been easier than going to the protest.
The protest is interesting to me because we've seen in the past with these protests, there have been people in midwives' uniforms, like a health, you know, health department uniforms. Do you think we'll see cops in uniform?
It'll be an interesting one. I think what we'll see is a collection of grievances, which is what we have seen at these protests. Mm. So yes, you get a core amount of people protesting the jab mandate. But then you also get the fringe dwellers, people with different concerns.
Don't you think that's the irony, that a no-jab, no-job protest will probably be mostly made up of people who don't actually have jobs?
Yeah. Yes. That's true.
Too funny.
I mean, the vast majority of people, if you look at the mining companies, vast majority have been vaccinated. That's what Rio, Woodside, those companies are reporting.
Yeah, exactly. The vast majority
of police have been vaccinated. So, you know, if we look at our vaccination figures now, we're, you know, as we said yesterday, up over the 75% mark, 75.7% of the WA population 12 and over.
How good would it be to see everybody who is vaccinated in Perth to all march?
Oh, it'd or be turn huge. Up somewhere. It'd be just too, to, just to it'd be re- so big.
So big. I don't even know where you could do it. And just to reinforce to all of the unvaxxed people that, you know what, you guys are in a tiny minority and becoming increasingly minority.
Well, it's 1.6 million people who are double vaccinated.
We crossed the 1.6 million
mark. We've crossed the 1.6 million. And in terms of at least one dose, we're approaching 2 million. We're going to have to get a big venue.
Wow. And so what are the figs?
So 75.7% for those 12 and over.
Yeah,
75.7. And to be totally correct, 1.671 million double
dose. Do you reckon we're pushing towards 80% 16 plus? Like, what, like 78 maybe?
But that
like
doesn't
that?
Apply to us. That's just a fictitious thing that Mark McGowan doesn't want to pay attention to.
I see some other states have done 12 plus now.
Yeah, they've moved to 12 plus. Well, we're the trendsetters, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Wait a while, forget about that.
Yeah,
we were first.